Hi, everybody. We are back with Jad.
Hey, Cecilia.
How are you?
Good.
Pretty tired.
Good.
So, for your project, you've been investigating how the circulation of an image can be affected. The circulation of an image can affect its own authenticity.
Yes.
Right? Can you tell us a few more about it, about your symposium presentations?
I think our whole life, like, we're told that once an image is edited or, like, it changed, like, it loses its authenticity and no one would look at it, no one would, like, use it.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I feel like even when an image is edited, it can still have some very important information. Like, for example, if I would crop an image, that would add on the image what I think it should be or what I want it to be. And I think this should go down, like, in history of how we look at pictures.
Okay, yeah. Right. In fact, you were talking about during the presentation about modified authenticity.
Yes.
What do you mean by modified authenticity?
Yes. I feel like an image, once it's uploaded on the internet, it goes to, like, different, like, it's like it dies and it borns again, like, every time someone
uploads.
So I feel like the authenticity is, like, always renewed, and there's, like, always a modified version of this image somewhere.
So each time someone posts it or works on it, he, like, brings his own perspective or personality.
Yes, 100%.
You were saying, like, if we go back to the history, we can have examples of that. Did you say that now?
Examples of...
I mean, do you think it's related just to the internet or...
Oh, no, definitely not. I think, and that's what I showed in the symposium, is that this was happening way before the internet, like, with photography and journalism. And, like, I think... the moment you can edit something, remove something, or add something, you can modify the authenticity of any image on the internet or otherwise.
Do you think the authorship then changes, like, once I modify the image?
The what? I'm sorry?
The ownership.
Ah, the ownership. I do feel like the ownership remains for... Yeah, Clyde, I think it's the same as authenticity. I think there's, like, an original ownership, like the person who took a picture or the person who originally uploaded an image. But then maybe this ownership changes with time, maybe. I don't know. But, like, it's definitely something we could look into.
Yeah,
like,
we're actually talking about something huge.
Exactly.
Yeah, the topic of, like, fake images or...
Of course.
Modifications.
Of course.
Something kind of out of control.
Of course.
For example, I remember one of your experiments on the CNN website where you were showing, like, a series of pixelated images.
Yes.
What are you trying to say with it?
What I'm trying to say, like, on this particular, like, experiment is to show, like, the weight images have on a page.
Can you describe?
Basically, I wrote a code that was that you can put in your browser, and it would pixelate every image on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was trying to prove here is to show, like, the weight images have on a like, when you open the CNN page, like, the text is super small, but the image, like, is where they want you to look at. So what I'm trying to say is, And like, with the internet right now, you're never sure if, like, the picture is modified, if the picture is fake, if the picture, you know, they've used it before and they're using it now. So what I'm trying to say is, if we pixelate these images, like, not remove them, like, make sure they're still on the page but we can't see them, does it, like, show you how important these images are and for us to understand the news and how they want us to understand the news with the image?
You mean, like, that by the act of pixelating?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how is that different from removing them?
Yeah.
Can you keep, like, what's the purpose of pixelating instead of erasing? Is that, like,
great question.
In a black square or what?
Yeah. That's a great question, actually, because I wanted to feel like a protest. I wanted to feel like people are protesting, you know, this by pixelating images rather than just, like, removing them. Removing them is just so easy, and I think it's beside the point. I think pixelating is saying, like, okay, these images are pixelated because we're sick of trying to find the truth or trying to find if it's the real image or everything. Mm. So pixelating is, like, a protest manifestation of images online.
And do you think, like, the corporate, like... for example, CNN in this case, do you think they choose on purpose those images without telling the people they might be not true? Do you think there is a purpose behind it, or it's just matter of recklessness?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes it might be, like, recklessness. Like, of course, like, everyone makes mistakes, and you could use something that is, like, I'm sure CNN has been, like, open for, I don't, like, not only CNN, but
CNN,
but I mean, like, any media, like, corporation. Any media corporation, I mean, I'm sure they've made some mistakes, or, like, someone sent a picture and it was, like, a wrong thing. But I feel like sometimes, and usually now, like, pictures are used as the main way for you to read the article and understand more than just reading. Because now, like, we live so, like, such a fast life that we don't have time to, like, read the whole article in, like, 5 minutes. So I think sometimes they use images that, like, are, like clickbait or, like, something that is, like, super, like, yeah, like you want to click or shocking, but maybe it doesn't have to do with the article. Maybe it's something that happened like 10 years ago. Maybe you know what I mean? Like, you're never sure. Maybe they're cropping it. Maybe they're like adding effect to it.
I've read in your abstract that you were investigating the techniques for like editing the images. Like, do you think, like, you were talking about pixelation or cropping the images or, I don't know, selecting a specific portion of that? Do you think there is one of on the top of the other, like one that works better than the other?
So
you have your own
opinion. Like, so I mean, like, something that is like worse than the other, right?
I mean, more effective in the purpose of shocking and grabbing people.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I think honestly, I think the moment you just add one point to an image, like, I think it's like, it doesn't matter, like. Like, there's no, like, hierarchy in, like, what's, you know, what's okay, it's fine, you can do it. I feel like maybe one that could pass is cropping. Because cropping could be used as, like, a, you know, you would argue that you could crop an image because it's too big. You could argue that cropping an image because it's, like, the file is too big, so we have to make it smaller. Maybe cropping is something they use, like, innocently more than, you know, editing a whole image or...
Yeah. I feel like you're trying to get people aware about what's happening over there.
Yes.
Do you think that one of the questions that you received was funny? Do you think there should be a disclaimer for editorial photography like we had in advertised?
Yeah.
That's kind of a provocation. It's kind of a funny question, but it's also like quite bold.
Yeah. I actually find it quite interesting, like, how... Because one of my experiments was to put a disclaimer on website that's like, this image has been, like, edited, but we're keeping it anyway, so just so you can see. Or I feel like, why not, like, you know, CNN, BBC, whatever, being upfront with saying, you know what, there has been, like, a massacre in whatever part of the country. We don't have pictures, so we're going to use a picture that represents what we think happened.
Okay.
You know, like why not? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. like, we love watching, like, series like Homeland and, like, stuff. Like, so why... And Homeland, like, is... You realize, like, how... It's close to reality. So I feel like now we're living this blurred thing where, like, even, you know, factual news could also be dramatized. So why not just use like an image that said, like, this is what we think happened, but we don't have pictures. But just to give you an idea, it might be wrong, but that's it. It's better than putting an image and pretending that this is it.
It might have negative effects though to the, like, the way people interact with the
image.
I mean, it might opinion lose a bit of trust in them.
Of course.
So we got 2 minutes left, 1 minute left.
Okay.
A few words about your drawer. What did you put inside?
In my drawer I put one spoof magazine about the day, like a spoof magazine, like the Daily Mail spoof about the Illuminati and Macron, the president, and how Illuminati, they kind of like worked for him to become a president. And I've put some links.
It was a parody, right?
Exactly, parody that we did. And I've put some links to my websites, one comparing Trump tweets, what Trump is tweeting and the reality, and the kit where you can download so you can pixelize your pictures, like the CNN website. It's all in the drawer.
Cool. Okay, thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cecilia.
Everything very interesting.
Thank you.
And let's welcome Rachel. Thank you.